Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Hello, guys. Sorry, my throat is killing me this morning. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to sharing the health benefits as well as giving support and providing information for living the barefoot lifestyle. We also discuss the legality of it. And if you're, you know, a new listener, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public in the entire United States. There are also no laws against driving barefoot in the United States. But unfortunately, so many people don't realize this. There's so much propaganda and stigma and just hateful, like, connotations, I guess would be a good word for it, or just perspectives of barefooting in the world, that so many people don't realize that barefooting is a protected right. Not even just that there are no laws or health codes against it, it is actually a protected right. And this is because people barefoot for so many key reasons, and these, you know, fall into the categories of, you know, cultural, you know, spiritual and religious and medical, you know, just really big aspects of people's lives that are already considered, you know, protective rights in this country. You know, in America, you can't, well, I mean, unfortunately you can be, but it is illegal to be discriminated against for medical reasons, cultural, spiritual reasons, religious reasons. And but yet so many people don't realize that barefooting is one of these protected rights. And people don't realize that these no shirt, no shoes, no service signs are actually illegal. They started as a way to keep certain people out of people's shops. A lot of, you know, barefooting in this country, you know, has its roots in, you know, indigenous people, black people, other people of color, and, you know, hippies even, but and even, you know, Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, that barefooting can be key aspects. There are so many different languages and cultures, and I'm sure I'm not even talking about all of them. And, you know, but, you know, there are so many different religions and cultural groups that, you know, barefooting has its, you know, key roots in. And, you know, these signs started as a way to discriminate and keep those people out. And poor people is another group of people that, you know, historically didn't really have access to shoes or didn't, definitely didn't have, you know, brand new shoes. You know, I've heard stories from my own family and even other people's families, you know, like back in, you know, during the Great Depression, not a lot of people didn't have shoes, you know, and so this was this kind of way of keeping poor people, keeping, you know, lesser people in these people's minds from their store by saying no shirt, no shoes, no service, but is actually illegal. And this has, you know, caused a lot of issues even still today where barefooters are discriminated against when it literally helps with so many different things. And medical isn't even just physical health. It helps a lot with mental health. And for people who are neurodivergent, barefooting can be one of the best things for their sensory issues, sensory awareness issues. And I'm also neurodivergent though, and so is Audrey, our other host. I realize I never introduced myself, guys. I kind of just got straight into the talking. But for us, you know, myself, Phoenix, and my co-host Audrey, who will be here later, she had some things that came up. As, you know, two neurodivergent individuals, barefooting is definitely very key for our sensory awareness. But for me especially, I feel like it helps with my emotional regulation. But it definitely both helps with, it also helps with both of our physical health, as, you know, Audrey and I have a lot of physical health issues. But it's like barefooting has made a huge difference in my life and Audrey's life and so many different people's lives. So because of rooting back to hate and judgmental crap, even to this day, people still have a negative view of barefooting. That's been around for a very long time in America, you know, and I mean, And this isn't a recent thing, you know, like this no shirt, no shoes, no service thing has been going on for decades. And yet we are still in a society where so many people still think that it's illegal to go into a store without shoes or to drive without shoes. There are no laws against it. It is illegal for a store employee or anybody who owns a store, a business that is open to the public to turn you away and tell you to leave or tell you to put shoes on if you go into their store barefoot. They are breaking the law. You're not. And that's the thing is for so long we have allowed businesses to be able to discriminate against customers, even though it's not legally allowed, but with this, with our mindset as a collective in society towards barefooting and the propaganda, the negative connotations, the hateful crap, you know, the, oh, you're just disgusting, or the over-sexualization of it has just completely, I don't even know the word I'm looking for. It has just completely disrailed, I feel like, what barefooting is about for a lot, you know, and what it was supposed to be about, because we've had a society that's so rooted in hate, you know, even though the laws protect us, you know, there have, you know, been decades of this. And thankfully, you know, we are working in a society where people are definitely becoming a lot more accepting. I think since 2020 and COVID happened, a lot of people have been reevaluating their health and society and the way they work, why they work, the type of jobs they do, what's their passion, what really matters, you know, is this worth my health? And just kind of reevaluating life and kind of going back to the natural. sorry, excuse me. But I know for Audrey and Proof, he is the one who started the organization Barefoot is Legal. And he started it back in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. And him and, you know, him and Audrey are older than I actually just turned 21. I had my birthday yesterday. And so yes, little Miss Phoenix is turned 21. but, you know, I am younger. And so I don't really get, and I'm lucky in a way when I say this, I don't really get to see as much, you know, hate and criticism as people like Audrey and Proof and maybe some of you older listeners who have been barefooting for decades longer than me. You know, Audrey's been barefooting for at least 3 decades. And I mean, technically I've probably been doing it for about 2, but like, I really didn't get into like barefooting, you know, I was always into it as a kid, but I didn't really get into it until 2020, during my senior year of high school, actually. But I always was that kid in school, even in high school, middle school, like always trying to pop my shoes off at any moment I could. I hated wearing them. So discovering barefooting was definitely a big thing for me. It's been very helpful in my mental health, my emotional health, my physical health, even my spiritual health. And we need to remember that we're multidimensional beings and barefooting can help us on those different dimensions at the same time. But, you know, because I'm younger, you know, like I've definitely have faced discrimination with barefooting. I've definitely faced negative crap. I've had people try to kick me out of stores, you know. Unfortunately, that's something that we deal with, even though there are no laws or health codes against it. And this is probably the best thing, one of the best things for our physical, mental, or emotional or spiritual health. You know, there's a lot of BS for sure around that, but the whole negative connotation of barefooting. But, you know, I am lucky that I've not had to deal with it as much as Audrey or Proof. But, you know, this is still something that's, like, heavily ingrained in our society, you know. People are definitely, especially within the last 2 years, are really kind of starting to, you know, I feel like wake up and, you know, realize that, like, the way we're living is a destructive system. You know, we're not taking care of our bodies. We're not connected to our bodies. We're not even connected to our minds, not really, and not our emotions, not our spiritual selves. And this isn't to say that everybody's disconnected and that, you know, I'm the answer and I'm not here to preach or whatever and tell you all, you know, how to live your life. But even for myself, I am speaking, you know, and as I say this for the collective, like, we have been so disconnected from our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our emotions. And if you are somebody that has been doing the work and really involved in spirituality and, you know, your mental health, your emotional health as well, and really taking care of your physical health, awesome. I'm proud of you. But if you are somebody that does that, I'm sure you know, are just even more than maybe other people, because you become more aware of it the more you focus on your health on these different dimensions. You know, you're aware that the system is set up against us, so that way we can't thrive and flourish. So we're disconnected from our natural state of flow. We're not in touch with our bodies, not in touch with our minds, or in touch with our emotions or spirits. And barefooting, as crazy as it may sound to some people, is a really key, and I would even argue powerful, way of being able to realign yourself with your body, your mind, your emotions, your spirit, you know, just all these different aspects of your dimension, even the electromagnetic field of your body and the earth. And it's definitely a very complicated thing. Because, you know, logically, like, yeah, like, I can see where it's like, oh yeah, barefooting really helps that much, why people easily dismiss it. But the science is even there, you know. I get how it's like, oh, how can your feet do so much, or how can barefooting do so much? Well, the feet are the center to reflexology and are the center to our bodies, even within kinesiology. And, you know, I don't fully understand the science. I'm not an expert, but I've done some reading. We had Meg, I can't remember her last name, on in the past, who talked about kinesthesiology this past winter. And she's talking about the bare feet and kinesthesiology and how that works. And I'd love to have her on again here soon. But it was very eye-opening. And it's like, our feet really are key to the way our muscles, our nerves move, and everything moves. And even in spiritualities, when you're going to cleanse the body, you usually start at the feet. The feet are your root. You start at the feet and you work your way up to the crown or the head. And you, because your feet are key to everything. And in astrology, as well as many different other spiritual studies, or like within chakras, your feet are the center of your roots. And if you think about it on a biological level, as you stand, when we stand like trees, well, the roots are in the ground and our feet are what are planted on the ground, touching the ground, you know. So it makes sense even just logically like that. But anyway, what I was getting to is, you know, in different spiritual practices, your feet, our bodies hold on to energy for sure. And that's why I definitely recommend barefooting. It may sound crazy to at first, but once you connect with the earth and you, even if you don't barefoot full time, you don't have to be a full time barefooter to get benefits out of barefooting. Even if you just do it as a meditative practice or a personal therapeutic technique, self-soothing, especially during panic attacks, you know, mental illness flare-ups, neurodivergent flare-ups is what I like to call them, because they may not even be full-blown episodes. You know, I've struggled with, being neurodivergent and mental illness for years, and it's like, you know, you could have little flare-ups without them being episodes. And so whether it's because you're neurodivergent or because of a mental illness, you know, barefooting can help with that. Now, for some people, I know wearing shoes is really key to their neurodivergency or their mental illness, like with things like OCD or some forms of autism and ADHD, you know, wearing shoes is very key to them. So if that's you, I am not here to tell you how to handle your stuff. I get it. Sensory issues suck. But for a lot of us, barefooting helps with those sensory and mental health issues. But if you're someone that, you know, you can't do it full time, that's okay. I'm not here to tell you to do that, you know. But taking some time out of your day for like a meditative practice, therapy, maybe even a spiritual practice, anything like that, stress relieving. Barefooting can definitely be a key part of that. I mean, yoga is, I've never seen yoga done with shoes on. If you do yoga with shoes on, I'm sorry, but what? And that's not me trying to judge you. That's just so confusing to me. But, you know, in the Indian practices like Hindu and Buddhism where yoga, you know, is connected to, as well as, and there are some other practices in India that yoga or different forms of yoga are also connected to. But barefooting is a key part. Like, there's a reason why you're barefoot when you do yoga. And, you know, in Hindu and some forms of Buddhism, they also use the chakras. It depends on if you use Buddhism as more of just a philosophy or more of like a religion, because it is differing depending on the people that follow Buddhism. But within those, there's a reason why you're barefoot. Chakras are just the energy centers of the body, and you see this in Tai Chi as well. You know, Chi, the life force, you know, and even in other spiritual practices, especially a lot of indigenous cultures around the world, like, you know, we store things in our body. But even science is starting to show that when we go through traumatic events, that tends to leave a lasting impact on our bodies. Trauma is anything that disrupts the central nervous system. And I do have an associate degree in psychology, so I am annoyingly always trying to bring it in. I'm also a very spiritual person. But these are also very key aspects to barefooting, whether people think about it or not, because barefooting is way more complex, way more multidimensional than people think. It's not as simple as, oh, I don't wear shoes. No, it may be. Now, for some of you guys, it may be. I just don't want to wear shoes. And that's cool. You're valid. I'm not here to take that from you. You go do you. Screw shoes, live your best life, you know? But for saying that it's just about wearing shoes is very dismissive to a lot of people like myself and Audrey, who will be here soon. Because for us, it's not about, oh, I just don't want to wear them. It is about our physical health. It is about our emotional health. It is about our mental health. And you can say emotional and mental are the same thing, but no, but at the same time, they're really not. And I can get more into that later, because emotions, you know, we feel, and mental is logical. And so, yes, the two overlap, but they are a little more complicated than that. But it's very key, even to a lot of people's cultural reasons. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, culture feeds the soul, you know. And so even though your spiritual self and culture may not be exactly the same thing, as you know, if you look at any, you know, history, anyone's history, you know, spirituality and culture are interconnected. When spirituality becomes our way of life, it becomes our culture, because it's our way of life. And that's what culture is. It's the way we live our lives, you know? So the two are definitely interconnected, and they may not be exactly the same thing. And that may be differing for all kinds of different people. But when you are able to practice your culture, connect with your culture, you're feeding your soul. Even if it's not connected with your culture in a spiritual way, it doesn't have to be spiritual related, you know, but connecting to your roots is still feeding your soul. And our roots are connected to our feet actually too, which is what I find so interesting. Even is just all of these key dimensions to our life all lead back to the root chakra, however you prefer to say it. And so I just personally think that's really interesting. But, you know, saying that it's just about not wearing your shoes is very dismissive to a lot of people, you know, whether it's medical, mental health related, emotional health, spiritual health, cultural, I'm not sure if I just said that right now, religious, anything like that. Like, those things are such huge, complex, diverse things within our society and within everybody and within each individual. But those are such key dimensions of our being. And to dismiss those is to dismiss us and to dismiss what barefooting really does, you know. But anyway, as I was saying about, you know, our feet being connected to our roots, that is connected to our childhood, our child selves, but also our child trauma, our family issues, but as well as our passion, past lives, our emotional selves. that even is connected to our a foundation, even on a spiritual level. And so just taking some time, you know, to just reconnect your feet to the earth and to just barefoot and take care of your feet. We all should really be taking a lot more care of our feet. And it can be hard to remember, it can be hard to think of, but, you know, I do kind of, you know, make it a priority, you know, for myself, you know, just taking the time to do that. And foot care can look very different for different people, and we'll definitely have to get more into that at a later episode. But, you know, just taking the time to even focusing on cleansing energy through your feet. If you're somebody that uses smoke bundles, so I usually tend to make my own. I just collect different herbs and stuff that you can either intentionally grow yourself, or you can grow in, or a lot of them too are just weeds and different stuff, and I can talk about that again at a later time, that just grow in people's yards. Like, a lot of the stuff I make bundles with, every now and then I might find a little bit of something on a hike. Now, obviously, if I'm at a state park, I'm not going to take, because that's its own thing. That can become its own crime. But if I'm going to, like, a local park, a local nature place, I might get some of the weeds that people don't think about. But I always make sure I don't take that much. Just take just a little bit. Don't be taking all of it. It's just rude and disrespectful. But I would say the winter and late fall is the best time to do that, because that's when everything's naturally dying. But at the same time, in the summer, when everything's abundant, that can be kind of a good time to just take the little bits. And whenever I'm out there, I kind of look for the plants that look like they're already kind of, it's already their time. You know, they're already kind of wilting, already dying, you know, kind of try to naturally harvest if you can. But I have some that it's literally from herbs, plants, weeds that naturally grow that I found, like, in my grandma's yard, my mom's yard, like, family members' yards, you know. So if you're, I can talk about that, you know, later, since, you know, time, more on that. But if you're really into smoke bundles, I definitely like making my own. And, you know, make sure you know what you're using. Do your research, read, you know. But if you're somebody that uses smoke bundles to cleanse your feet, you know, even if you're a barefooter, yes, be connected to the earth a lot too, and that's a really amazing thing, but I think everybody needs to be cleansing their feet more, not even just washing them with soap and water, which, yes, you should be washing your feet with soap and water if you're not. Well, and if you don't have access, I'm sorry. Obviously, I'm not going to shame people that don't have access to soap and water. Gosh, and I hate thinking about that. I really do. If there's any, you know, organizations out there that are helping, you know, homeless people or people who are financially just struggling, people who are at risk of being homeless, you could let me know or let us know of some organizations, because, you know, we Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So if you guys know of any nonprofit organizations that help with more of things like that, I would love to know about that, not even just for Barefoot is Legal, but for myself as somebody that cares. So just putting that out there. You can find me on Instagram at the Venetian Phoenix, and it's Venetian as in Venus, the planet. So Venusian. Phoenix. So the Venetian Phoenix, and I am Phoenix Yona. But anyway, sorry, back to the point. Love being neurodivergent and random. But I do care about those things, so, you know, got to put it out there. But not even just washing your feet with soap and water. I think we all need to be cleansing our feet a lot more with whatever your spiritual practices are. Maybe you don't use smoke bundles. Maybe you use incense. Maybe, even just crystals. I mean, I use a combination of different things. It depends. You can just use spices, like literally, like you could use, there are certain spices in your cabinet you can cook with, you can use to just cleanse that negative energy, because our feet are our roots. And because of that, our trauma gets stored. The things that we don't even fully process mentally, so our unconscious things, the things that we go through and don't even, that we kind of just shut up, we don't open, you know, we dismiss, those things get stored in our bodies. And our feet and our hips tend to be the biggest places where trauma is stored. Your hip area is near your, is within the area of your sacral chakra, which is also has to do with your reproductive organs or sex organs, is connected to that. And so a lot of the time too late to those that menstruate, if you start having really weird messed up periods, there can be biological explanations, but I have had friends that have said like they just absorbed, they went through bad events, even like a car crash. You know, like I had a friend that, you know, she went through a car crash, and that like, and then after that she had really weird periods, and it was because she didn't fully process the trauma of that car accident. And, you know, it was stored within her body, and it had an impact. And once she took the time to work through it in therapy, her periods were fine, because she'd even gone to a doctor and they couldn't find a logical explanation to why she was having issues with periods. I have endometriosis, and Audrey has endometriosis. And I've other people in my family that either have polycystic ovarian syndrome or endometriosis. So I know that those things are definitely very real, very biological. But a lot of the time, too, if you can't find a biological, physical explanation for something, energy, man, look, reevaluate the energy. Because stress and trauma affects our bodies. It affects our endocrinological system, and you know, it affects our hormones, and so it affects our periods as well. And so if that's something that's happening with you, cleanse. And your feet can, if something starts out with your feet, it can disrupt the other chakras or energy centers in your body. So taking the time to kind of cleanse. And even stress, I think stress is a good way of really being able to understand negative energy, because stress, if you think about it, it is negative energy, and stress, you know, is a response to things, with our mindset, and it can be very detrimental to the body. And barefooting has been shown to help with stress, but in spiritual studies, it also helps with the negative energy. So if your body's just kind of feeling a little out of whack, you're feeling sluggish, and you can't find an illogical or explanation for it, cleanse that energy. Take some time in nature. Pop your shoes off. Reevaluate your mindset. Reevaluate kind of what's going on with you. What's going on in your body? What are you storing? What are you holding on to? Because there may be a lot that you're holding on to and you don't realize. And for me, like, barefooting is a really key way of being able to release. Because the earth and water across pretty much all spiritualities are naturally purifying, naturally cleansing. And so putting your feet in water, or even taking a shower, you can make taking a shower or taking a bath, you can integrate that into your spirituality by not just being like, okay, I'm going to cleanse the bacteria off, but also I'm going to cleanse the spiritual negative energies, anything I've picked up on. And so you can say some things like, you know, I'm washing away the negative energy. I reject the energy. I banish the energy. I'm sending it down the drain, things like that. And show some love to your feet, okay? Because people, I feel like, especially if you shower, like people don't pay enough attention to their feet, you know? So kind of take some time and focus on getting that energy from your feet, because they hold on to things, especially if you're somebody that's wearing shoes. Your feet aren't, you know, you're not going into natural bodies of water, and you're not going into the grass, and they're not going to be cleansed in that way naturally. You know, your feet within your shoes, it's like they're trapped almost, you know, and they're just holding on to stuff. Give me one. think we're about, yeah, we're about to have to go. Sorry, I was looking at the time. Yeah, we're going to take an ad break here in a second, but sorry, where were we talking about? Yeah, it's really just important to take the time to kind of just cleanse your feet and let go of the bad and negative energy. And if you're somebody that has been wearing shoes that's listening to this, like, you've probably been especially holding on to things. So it's really important to take that time to pop your shoes off and just connect with good energy. By good energy, I mean Mama Earth, and just kind of let it go and just be free. But we are about to take a quick ad break, folks. I will be back in a second. Well, not in a second, but you know what I mean. But yeah, so hang tight.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens. Not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers. Oddball, loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the right, health benefits, support, and providing information on the barefoot lifestyle. And I am Phoenix. I've been the one talking your ear off for the last hour, or no, 40 minutes. Sorry. I just looked at the time. Audrey's here. Woo!
I overscheduled myself today.
Four kids.
Forgot about one of the crossover Girl Scouts, and Leaders Amazing actually came to the house to do a private one with her, so that was nice. And then my other one of my sons has camping that I was getting ready for, and it took a little bit longer than I anticipated. But luckily, I have an amazing co-host, Miss Phoenix, saving the day and still providing the show. I hope I haven't been able to listen. I meant to tune in honestly while I was getting ready, but I didn't. I'll be honest. Okay. ADHD in full swing today as well. So, you know, bear with us. I'm sure Phoenix has been doing an amazing job, so I'm not too worried about it. Anyway, back to the show.
Started the show off with talking about, you know, we've had a long issue with, you know, the stigma and the propaganda and discrimination with barefoot, kind of getting into that and, you know, how it was used to discriminate against a lot of different groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of started talking about the benefits of it, you know. And
somehow wearing the better your shoes, the better a person you are. I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
Yeah, and just kind of started talking about, you know, like spirituality aspects, but also mental health aspects of it. And how the two are really interconnected.
Right.
And just our feet are very multidimensional, like,
yeah, no, for sure. They have a great importance in our life in many aspects, and, you know, taking care of them and freeing them and handling them the way you see fit, like, without anybody else's nonsense, like, just like any other part of your body, like, do you really want anyone to, like, have a say to them? Like, it's ludicrous to me how many people will have, it's negative connotation with a natural body part. I mean, if they were so bad, why do we not, like, I don't know, hack them off when we're born? I don't know.
Maybe because we need them.
Right. Or think about it this way, like, okay, so when a baby's born, one of the most common gifts is honestly, like, a rattle or something, so which would imply that music is really important. How many times do you give a newborn baby a pair of shoes? Like, that's not, from the start, like, it's not a thing. And you're like, oh, look at the feet. Like, you're always, like, I don't get it. I don't get what changes. I don't know. My brain is all over the place today, so I don't even know if I'm making sense.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I know. You've had a crazy day so far. And
just to top off the week I've had, it's been...
I will add, Mars went into retrograde on the 30th.
Mars can bite my butt. Oh, my God. Sorry.
I didn't say anything inappropriate.
It wasn't exactly appropriate, though.
But
anyway.
I have a lot to do with passion, motivation, energy. It is even affects our discipline a little bit. Conflict is going to be a big thing. Misunderstandings, for sure.
I have some stories on that, but that's for another day. And so this, like, retrogrades are meant to be periods of growth, for sure. And it's also just to kind of be, like, almost like wake-up calls for us. And so that we can grow. So retrogrades, they stimulate things in our lives within whatever domain that planet rules. And for Mars, war and conflict, you know, is the thing people most, you know, identify because, you know, like Mars, god of war. And yes, those are things definitely associated with Mars.
It's kind of like also the opposite of like love and...
Well, but there's also passion, passion and like protective love. So Venus, because see, people think of Venus as just having to do with love, but Mars has to do with love in its own ways. It's just a lot of more of masculine energy for sure. But the thing is masculine and feminine energy is not dependent on your gender or your sex or whatever. You know, we all have masculine and feminine energy, just like we all have Venus and Mars placements. So Venus is going to be more of that, you know, taking care of people. And I think we forget how strong femininity is, because femininity, I look at it as like when we look at like the warrior types of ourselves, Mars is definitely that passion, that defense, that protective, that ego, like that honor, like honor the family, honor my country, honor this. But Venus is more of that emotional wrath. And that's why actually in Mesopotamia, the Sumerians, and a lot of the other cultures, Babylons, they identified Venus with war, too.
Was she barefoot?
I mean, they were probably, most of them were probably barefoot back then. I'm not sure what their depiction of her was. But Mars was also, or not Mars, Venus was also, and this is identified with Iana and Ashtar, but was associated with war because of that wrath, that emotion, that motherly protective energy. And so I just want to put that out there because I think people definitely have these just really skewed ideas of femininity, masculinity, Mars and Venus. So Venus does have a lot to do with that wrath though, which I think is scarier than fighting for honor, honestly. Yeah. But,
Let's see. A masculine person fighting for land or a feminine person fighting for their family.
Exactly. You said it right there. Like, what is scarier? Because one person's doing it for pride and glory, and the other person is doing it for love, what they believe in. And when you're doing something in the name of love and what you believe in for the people you love, nothing is more powerful.
That's a separate thing. I feel like we're trying to almost sound political, so we should probably
And I get where you're coming from because, like, you know, I always say, like, you know, I love this country because I love the people in it. So, you can have love for your country that is greater than just glory. A lot of people do. A lot of people fighting for change. It's not because they, you know, hate this country. It's because they love this country and they love the people in it and they want better for us, you know. So I'm not getting into politics really with that, but I just kind of want to have this understanding because people think of Mars as being wrath and Mars is more of protection, defensive. So ego can be identified in that. And so that's more of what's going on. So there's going to be a lot of conflict. Ego may be getting in the way, causing a lot of conflict. But people are feeling very defensive and protective, which isn't a bad thing. People are waking up and realizing, I've been a people pleaser. I've been putting up with too much for too long.
Yeah.
And so it is a good thing. And people are realizing too so if you're feeling like you're just losing touch with passion, like you have no passion, it's because you're realizing that the way you're doing things, you're not really connecting to your passion. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not lazy. It's because you're realizing that you're just not, what you're doing currently is not connected with your passions. And even if it is rooted in your passion, maybe you're just not connected with your passion on the level you need to. And that may not be reflecting on you. That may be reflecting on the environment you're in, the people you're around.
I can agree with that. Okay.
Because you're just not in the area that you can thrive or where your career can thrive or your passion can thrive. And so a lot of people are reevaluating that. And I think even barefooting is going to be aspect too, because a lot of us barefooters are just so done with the barefooting isn't professional bullcrap. And it's like, stop. So I think even that can be a big thing to reflect on.
It's being like, I'm sure over, it's like it being, I'm over being looked at as less than simply because I want my life to be more than.
Yeah. It's like, and it's sad when a lot of time when we want more and when the stifled environments we're in aren't enough, it's like, oh, there's something wrong with this. Why can't you grow here?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a toxic environment and you're not even growing. If anything, they're feeding off of each other's negativity.
And you're made to believe it's your fault.
Yeah.
But like you said, like there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
It gets old, folks.
No, for sure. And, but so there can be some conflict, passion, but just, if you're feeling passionless, just reevaluate, what are you really passionate about? And even if you're in the career that you're passionate about, reevaluate maybe the environment, how you can kind of reconnect with that passion. For me, I've been kind of reevaluating that and getting back into old projects. You know, like I've been a writer since I was literally 7. Like, I mean, I'm talking writing full-blown stories.
They're pretty good, too, even at that age. And I'm like, oh,
I know.
I've read that novel.
And, like, I had a friend, I was sharing her some stuff I wrote when I was 14. She's like, oh, my God, you need to, like, make this into a book. And I'm like, okay, and so maybe, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, like, or make them into books. And so it's, like, been kind of reevaluating that for myself. I think a lot of artistic, creative people are definitely reevaluating. So connect with that, lead with it. Don't beat yourself up if you're feeling drained and low on energy, because that's something that the collective is feeling. We're all feeling it. And
life is draining right now.
And like what I was talking about earlier with like cleansing the feet, and if you're wearing shoes, you're especially going to be absorbing a lot of energy and not releasing it. And I guess I didn't even really, and I kind of get into that a little bit more too in ways I didn't earlier. So when people think, oh, well, you're wearing shoes, you'd be absorbing less. But like what I kind of brought up earlier was our trauma is unconscious and our and it's connected to our roots. The root chakra or chakra, however you prefer to say it, is connected to our traumas, our unconscious minds, our foundation, our roots. And trauma is just anything that disrupts the central nervous system, and our feet are the key to kinesthesiology and reflexology, the movement of our bodies. Our central nervous system is connected to all those nerves and muscles. So if we don't fully process something, like if you go through a traumatic car accident even, or you have a very traumatic illness type of experience, if you don't fully take the time to process that, and it can either get suppressed or repressed, and I always get the two mixed up, but I believe
suppressed is where you push it down, or repressed is where you kind of forget it.
Yeah, so repressed is when you forget it, and it's your body, mind doing it for you. You don't have control of that. Suppressed is when you're doing it on purpose.
You definitely don't think about it. It pops in your mind.
Yeah, or you just push it down. And so when that either happens naturally or we're doing it or intentionally by us, we don't let go of it. It's still stored in our body, and the science, psychology is starting to show that, like, we do store these things in our body,
oh,
like,
man,
the stress.
What happens too is then it, like, basically bounces back off the sole of your shoe.
Exactly. It gets trapped.
You're not grounded.
Like, there's nowhere that it can go through because,
and you're overloading your circuit, and you're going to blow.
Yeah. And, like circuits, like, when ground, and that's why they say, too, if you're actually, like, connected to the earth itself, you're less likely to get struck by lightning.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the thing about this too, like, so when they talk about, okay, you'll hear them say it in book, and you'll read it in an anatomy book,
mm-hmm.
how the brain is like a computer and the body is like a machine. And I'm like, so it can become overloaded. You can overpower it and fry it out like a machine or a computer if it's not grounded properly.
Same
I mean,
with our bodies, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the information is there. The knowledge is there. It's just people don't like to wake up to it because for some reason, feet have been deemed to be gross or dirty or sinful or whatever, and it's their feet, yo.
Yeah, and we've...
But it's the same as your hands. Like, you don't see people, like, gloving up to not show their hands because whatever reason. Like, it doesn't make sense. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
I don't...
Yeah, like, I have a lot of love for the people in this country, for sure. Like, you know, and so this isn't anything necessarily badly, but I feel like in this country, but in countries all over the world, like, not to say for everybody, of course, we've been programmed to just disconnect from our bodies completely.
Mm-hmm.
We've been disrupting our natural state of flow, and our natural state of flow is multidimensional, just like us. It's physical, it's mental, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's energetic, like electromagnetic field is kind of energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And but we've been taught to dismiss those, even our own minds, you know, like we're and that's why I feel like
mental health has been pushed to the back burner. It's the same, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They want us to friggin' turn into clones and drones and I don't mean to sound conspiracy theorists today, folks. It's not how it's supposed to sound, but it's just like you know, if you're not doing what the latest trend is, you're seen as being weird, different, wrong, whatever. So it's like it's obvious to anybody who pays attention that like it's everybody to be like everybody.
Yeah, we're taught to be self-alienated, and
exactly.
Then we can't self-actualize our natural
what's wrong with
state
me?
Of
what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? The dang thing wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're, you know, thinking about going out and murdering or assaulting people, there ain't nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, unless you're going out and hurting anybody, like. No, like, just because you don't fit into the mold, there doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you.
Your friend isn't bad. That's why there's so many color options and size options and design options, because different's not bad. It's just different.
And it kills me, too, how many people, like, and, you know, Audrey and I, as I already mentioned, you know, are both neurodivergent. And for me, it just kills me how many people view neurodivergent people as being the scourge of the earth, like we shouldn't belong here. I mean, literally, like I have met people that are basically like, you shouldn't even be alive, like type.
Oh, no, there are people that, even when I was going to school to be a teacher, some chick in my class planning to be a teacher saying she didn't think even people with ADHD should be allowed in the regular classroom.
Like, and the thing too is because people also underestimate. People with ADHD, but and I would say even especially with autism, you know, people underestimate the intelligence.
Channel different. Don't be a teacher.
Yeah, and so when you are taking kids who are neurodivergent and who are very intelligent, and just because they learn a little differently, like you're actually stifling them. Intelligent neurodivergent kids do better in regular classrooms.
Oh yeah.
Than they do in these quote unquote special needs classrooms. Which I just hate that name because to me it just sounds so condescending.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're special needs. Like, oh God, stop.
Well, it depends on who's saying it.
Really. I know, but a lot of people and the way schools, the history, especially for, you know, my dad being neurodivergent, I have other family members, aunts, uncles that are neurodivergent that were treated very horribly in school for it. And there's a long history of that it just kind of gets under my skin.
Yeah,
it rubs
yeah.
me the wrong way because it's such a negative history.
Oh,
you
could be the MRDD room when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mentally retarded and developmentally disabled.
Yeah.
That's what they called it in the 80s.
Yeah, and,
that was a
and my dad was put in that class, and
mm-hmm. They would have put me in that class if my mom hadn't kept it off my record of ADHD.
Yeah, my dad just did so badly in school, and you know if you talk to him and listen to him, like he's a lot more intelligent than people even realize, but he's definitely neurodivergent when you talk to him. But it was like people like him and other people that unfortunately couldn't get out of those classrooms unless they went to a private religious school, which is what my dad's parents did, which isn't necessarily better, but they at least didn't treat him like he was a complete moron, and the way that public school unfortunately did at the time, which you would think it would be the opposite way around. But that's the thing, is people aren't aware of the horrible history that public schools as a whole in this country have towards neurodivergent people. I promise this will go back to barefooting and all that, the way my mind works. So, but there's been so much going on there that it just being neurodivergent has been a really hard and even a trigger for a lot of people in a way, because there's so much trauma even associated with that in the school system, being neurodivergent. And I'm somebody who didn't get diagnosed and isn't getting, you know, and I didn't realize I was neurodivergent until I was an adult. And, you know, so I didn't, you know, get some of the same things in school, but at the same time, there were times when I needed help. And because I was smart and people, you know, and not diagnosed, you know, people are like, oh, like, I don't understand why you don't get it, or you're smart, you'll figure it out. And I'm like, no, it's not clicking. Like, I need it explained in a different way. And so a lot of time, you know, neurodivergent kids really struggle in school, and like barefooting I think is something that really would help a lot of neurodivergent kids in school, for sure.
And maybe not, you know, every neurodivergent person. There are people who are neurodivergent that, you know, do have issues with, you know, like touch, sensory, feeling things. And so that may be a key reason why they wear shoes. And I completely respect that. But for a lot of neurodivergent people, you know, like myself and like Audrey here, like, you know, it is just a way of being able to just be more aware and be more grounded. Not even just in the classroom, but in everyday life. Like, I drive better when I'm barefoot. I mean, the few times where I've, like, had to wear shoes for a specific thing, and then I've gotten in my car and started driving, like, I've had to pull over. I've had to find a place where I can pop my shoes off because it's, like, I can't do it. It's overstimulating. I feel like I don't feel the pedals right. I just, it's an overwhelming thing, and it's an overwhelming thing for a lot of people. And I definitely think that's something that really causes a lot of neurodivergent kids to struggle in school, is just the sensory overwhelmingness of shoes. And when that's something that is, you know, beneficial for you, you know, like barefooting, it's like, it's so frustrating being dismissed. And I'm sure there are so many people out there that don't realize that hot barefooting really would help them. I don't know. It's definitely, definitely frustrating. It's just so frustrating because, like, obviously the school system, again, has, you know, a bad history with, you know, just neurodivergency in general, but it's like, and a lot of kids haven't been given proper resources and tools. And then it's like, if you find something that works for you, but because it's controversial, but because other people don't understand, it's like, oh, it's dismissed. It's like, okay, so you're not giving me resources. And then when I find something that works for myself, now you're going to dismiss it and crap on me when this is something that, you know, helps me function and helps me just learn, be productive. It's incredibly frustrating, for lack of another word. Sorry, I've got something going on with the computer. Sorry, guys, I think there was something going on with the computer thing. We're going to take a quick ad break real quick, and then we'll be back.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Thank you.
didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, guys. We're back. Sorry to take a quick ad break. I had something going on with the computer system.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, sorry.
The curse of the trade.
Yeah, gotta love having an out-of-date computer.
Well, and if I'd been on time, we could use mine. So we're using different equipment, different timing, different everything. So just bear with us. We got 20 minutes left, and, you know, you love your ladies. So just stick around and see what kind of weirdness comes out of our face holes.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah, case in point, apparently.
Audrey doesn't know how to talk. That's why I talk so much.
Lately, yes. It's been, I will be honest, today, it's been a struggle week. I'm glad to have survived it. Let's just put it that way. Work and home and work and health and freaking work. Anyway, so, but we got this. We're strong people. We are going to make it through. And no, I will not put my shoes on unless I'm at work. So,
yeah.
I didn't put them on this morning. I need to. My toes hurt.
Yeah, so we're back with Barefoot is Legal. We're just now coming in. This is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. I just always love to say this to remind everybody, there are no laws or health codes against going to a public place in the entire United States.
It is a personal preference and a choice.
And barefooting is also a protected right. There are no laws against driving barefoot either. Unfortunately, a lot of people think there are.
One of my favorite coworkers drives barefoot, and it made me so happy. It made me so happy to find out. I didn't know. We were talking about it. I was like, you don't even know. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, she's like, because I guess she, and then she mentioned that one of her family members was like, isn't that illegal? And she's like, I don't know. And I looked at her, I said, it's not. There are absolutely no laws. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, there's nothing they can do. And so it was kind of nice to be able to share that information, talk about it and whatnot. So I just thought it just made me happy.
Yeah, and there's this, like, one meme that I keep seeing around, and it's like this guy, like, and I think it was a joke anyway, and he had both feet on the pedal. And the picture, and I've seen it so many times, and a couple of times I'll leave a comment like, actually, there are no laws to help students barefooting while driving. But anyway, this guy is joking about how, like, who says you can't drive with both feet on the pedal? I obviously think it's supposed to be a joke. Don't drive with both feet on the pedal. That's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
1 foot to drive only. It is illegal to drive with 2 feet. But somebody has, like, shared it.
That's illegal?
Yeah, at least from when I was in driver's school, they told us it was illegal.
Okay.
So maybe
we can talk about that later too.
Yeah, so we can look it up later. But that's what they told me in driver's ed anyway. So sorry, at least in Ohio is what they said. So maybe in others, but it's because it's such a safety risk. But there are no, which that is a safety risk, which to me makes complete sense. If you have 2 feet on the pedals, that can cause issues, whatever.
Right.
But the person said something about how driving with 2 feet, the whole thing is illegal, driving with 2 feet as well as driving barefoot, and it's not. If you see anything saying that driving barefoot is illegal,
fake news.
Like, there are no laws or health codes against going barefoot into a public place. There are no laws against driving barefoot. It is actually safer than driving with sandals, flip-flops, or anything like that. Now, if you are driving barefoot and wearing leggings or pantyhose, just be cautious.
Slippy.
Because there can be some slip there, depending. I've noticed if you wear, like, fishnet tights, there really isn't any slip. If anything, there's actually more grip. But you do need to be careful. If they're a little too loose, then you can have maybe a piece that could snag or get caught. So that is something to look out for. Mm-hmm. But driving, like, actually barefoot is way safer than driving with shoes, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
And
it is.
And
I've been wearing that boot for a while, and let me tell you, I feel very lucky, fortunate to have made it to my destination.
Yeah.
It's not easy for me.
Yeah. Well, and like I was saying earlier before I started on tech issues, like, I drive so much barefoot, but even just, and it's the same thing, like, with learning, like I was kind of talking about, like, it just helps so much with sensory awareness, and it's just, in general, shoes can just be overwhelming, and even with the sensory awareness part, just, like, take that away from the conversation, even just wearing shoes can be very overstimulating.
Well, and when you're very, especially when you're, like, this may sound weird, but, like, when you're, like, a passionate, energetic, creative person, like how we've talked about grounding, it's almost like an overloaded computer and you need contact more to keep from just like feeling overwhelmed. I was talking to my coworkers later because after last week's realization, I realized why my last week's been rough is because I hurt my foot. So I was wearing a surgical boot thing and I'm in the shoe. And so I've had to wear another shoe to level it out, which anybody that knows me, y'all listening to me, shoes are not my thing. Clearly I wouldn't be doing the show.
yeah.
But like, I mean, just again, I gotta let them know, like, I think I figured why I've been so agitated and aggravated lately, that, you know, and talk, just to forget that way, they, and because I keep telling them every day that, you know, I'm not mad at you, I'm not mad at you, I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, it keeps all that in. It can't get
your
out of my body.
Stifled,
it is trapped. It feels like I'm going to overload and explode.
No, I totally
know. So it's like I've been
that.
Getting my ADHD overwhelmed 100 times worse than I normally do. And I, just from experience, so it's like, if you are feeling that where you're just like so overwhelmed, so overloaded, so just like, you want to scream and punch a baby seal in the face, like, just, yeah, I know. So like, literally, I highly recommend take your shoes off, go dance in the grass for a minute. Holy, you scared me. So.
Here you go. This
sorry.
Is right
anyway,
now.
By a window. But it's just, it is the single thing for me to deactivate. Oh, I don't know.
I
don't know the word.
We're definitely very energetic. We have currents going through our bodies. Like I was talking about earlier in the show, like chakras, energy centers. And when we are grounded, those energies are able to leave us and go into the earth and neutralize, because earth itself is very neutralizing, but even in spiritualities across all cultures, earth and water are purifying and cleansing. And so,
I've been even told by like my Tai Chi instructor when I was going to college the first time, I was like 19, 20, because like I run hot and people like that can accidentally hurt people. And I've been doing that my whole life, like joking around at, you know, fairly tap and I full on deck somebody. You know what I mean? But like when I'm barefoot, it's not so bad, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if that went with what you were saying.
No, I think I get where you're getting at, and I hope that other people do. It's like your energy, it gets trapped and it becomes amplified.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently found out with like my human design type, which I'm not going to get too much into that. Like,
we only have 10 minutes.
I'm the seer, but because I'm the seer, and that's one of the names for it. I feel everything. I pick up on all this energy, but I'm also an amplifier, so it goes into me and it amplifies.
That's something we need to talk about later. I'm curious.
And
that's not the show for this.
Yes. And so I definitely think when we're able to just align with the currents of the earth, we're able to neutralize that. And across, like I already said, like all cultures in spirit and their spiritualities, earth and water are naturally cleansing and purifying. And so I definitely just be able to connect with the earth, walk through some natural water, which obviously all water is natural, but I mean like an actual body of water.
Right.
You're able to, obviously all water is natural. At least I hope so. I don't know, man.
There's some weird stuff in this world.
I mean, I guess all you need is what? 2 hydrogen, 1 oxygen, you got water. So maybe we could probably synthesize water.
I'm sure scientists have done it.
Anyway, so like, you know, just be able to kind of, it's able to just cleanse that, take that with you. And I was even talking about earlier in the show, like you can incorporate your spiritual practices into your showering, and just, you know, talk about like, oh, I'm washing away the bad energy, and think about, even think about it, or just say it's going down the drain. It's going down the drain. And so, like, you know, if you have the time to do a, like a, you know, if you can, you know, find like a self-care, self-maintenance day where you can take a longer shower to be able to kind of not just clean yourself hygienically, but on, you know, the physical germy aspect, but energetic hygiene, spiritual hygiene is also important, you know, and just being able to wash away all the negative energy that, you know, you've just absorbed. And I think that would also definitely, barefooting would be very beneficial in the classroom for a lot of people, though, too, because...
it's the only way I made it through school. I people have finished up. I'm like, dude, you don't even understand.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't wear my shoes. They questioned even in the winter. I'm like, nah. I can't pay attention to what people are telling me half the time when I'm like, it's not trying to make excuses or be like, trying to get people to let me have my way or anything. It's like literally physically, that's just how my body and brain function.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I think this society needs to be more understanding of the fact that not only like are we mentally different, physically different, but like some people literally, everyone is different in their,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, their makeup.
Synthetic,
like their, what do you call, like the external, the clothes you wear. There's so many different styles, and sometimes that includes, you know, not wearing shoes, and we need to become more understanding of that fact, that like some people just can't. They can't, or they might be able to, like, to pass enough, but, like...
Well, and I think so many of us for so long was, like, why do I need a barefoot? Why is barefooting so key to me? Why do I hate shoes? And then, especially since a lot of people are often misdiagnosed, especially women, you know, underdiagnosed with things. And also because we're taught to ignore our bodies, ignore our minds, ignore our emotions, ignore our spiritual self. We're very disconnected, and... It creates a lot of issues for sure when we're disconnected.
We should make some reels about this. Speaking of.
And do you want to go ahead and explain
When you and I should totally get together and make some reels on this for the group. Facebook has offered our organization as a legitimate 501c3 an opportunity to earn some donations. The bulk of which will be by like through views, shares, and likes of reels we make, which are like videos less than 40 seconds. You can go Barefoot Is Legal on Facebook,
the actual business page.
Yeah, and you will see different reels posted, be able to like them, share them, comment on them, and that will help us get money so we can do bigger, better things to further our message, like going to health fairs and street fairs and different events and stuff, setting up booths. I am currently I've been in discussions with Proof. We need to have more on it about like things like I make, like selling, you know, so that way it's not just information. You'll be able to, we'll let you know when those are, be able to like get some bling or whatever.
Yeah.
As well as some information to share, and we'll have more information on that at a later date. But currently the information is about the reels. So like liking and sharing the reels. It takes a few things to do. Yeah. If you think about, like, again, if you think about how much time you spend on TikTok or Instagram anyway, you're already viewing videos like that. So if you just even just give us a view or two, you know, if enough people do that, it'll add up and we'll get, you know, sizable donations from Facebook. Like, it doesn't even take your money. It's better than asking all of our members, you know, for
donations.
Yeah. So, like, it would be very helpful and appreciate it if you guys just view them. Even if like you're not full-time barefooter like we are, or you're only slightly interested, you know, just,
but if you care about body autonomy, the cause, people's choices, if you care about, you know, people who are, even if you just care about people who are chronically ill and you care about neurodivergent people and mental health, barefooting is a key aspect.
Or care about people
that.
Who are 100% passionate about their message and their mission and you want to help someone out. This is literally the easiest way to do it. The easiest way to do it.
But I'm going to say, like, if you're somebody that already cares about these things, then it's the simple way to take less than a minute out of your day, because most of the videos are definitely less than a minute, to out of your day to just watch, like, comment on one of our reels on the business Facebook
and
page.
And more information on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is Barefoot Is Legal 2.
No, it's not.
No, that's a TikTok. TikTok is Barefoot is Legal too. Instagram is Real Barefoot is Legal.
And if you message me Audrey Pizza Krause or on Facebook or Oddball K, I can also get up that way. But the easiest way would be through Facebook is Legal. No, that's not right. That's not right, guys. Barefoot is Legal. And if you have any like comments, video ideas, real ideas, you know, R-E-E-L, not R-E-A-L, you know, just get with us and to help us to make the best content that you guys want to see. Nothing pervy because we don't do that.
Yes,
but
family group.
You know, it.
But if there's more things you would like to hear on, more education or things, because obviously our show is long and we say things that you may like and you may want to be able to share in an easier, smaller,
or hear
compact
more on
format.
Touch on very briefly.
Or two, yes, to touch on
you
it
know,
further.
So we're very all over the place. We try to get a quote-unquote script going, you know, but we don't always succeed and get guests. I'm working on some guest speakers coming in. I'm just waiting for some callbacks, email backs, whatever. But, yeah, if you have any ideas on anything, just, you know, shoot us a message.
Yeah, and Audrey is the admin for the Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal. So if you just DM Real Barefoot is Legal with any just information you want to hear more on, any guest speakers, any even movie recommendations that you think touch on barefooting, that would be really good, anything like that.
Yeah,
definitely reach out.
Help you.
But definitely, you know, just try to take some time out of your day, especially if you're already on Facebook. Or you're already on social media in general, to just take less than a minute out of your day to give that support, because it's like you basically giving us, you know, free money. And, you know, as a nonprofit organization, like, this money doesn't go into anybody. This money is just about promoting, getting the word out, health fairs. Unfortunately, people don't realize how much these things cost to print, to business cards, letters, even just getting letters to and from different local governments, or other, you know, organizations, anything like that. Like, it unfortunately, you know, stamps, letters, all of it costs money.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many things
we
are
don't get
still.
Our 501c3 doesn't mean we get stuff for free.
Yeah.
We still have to buy materials and supplies to spread our message.
And unfortunately, and I'm sure many people don't know this too now, that even to promote on social media,
mm-hmm.
that takes money. And
like, you can share something, but like to boost it or whatnot, to make it so like Facebook will like send it out to more people more often, you can pay for that. But so if we want it to be seen outside of our already current established group, we got to pay to boost it. So that way, and that's mainly because people aren't sharing.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of our group, but there's people that are part of our group, but they're not doing anything to further it. They're just like, you know, you like, it's just lame. Whoa. Sorry, friends. That's not how I meant to say that, but it's true. Anyway,
it,
just like
it,
that way we can get it out to more people and do bigger, better things with our group.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that are barefooters always get because that information isn't out there to them, and they don't have that information out there. And so if we're able to promote to more people, we'll be able to change more people's lives by showing them that this is valid
mm-hmm.
option, this is legal, because to this day so many people think that it is illegal. But as we're about to wrap up, folks, remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public places.
Correct.
No shirt, no shoes, no service signs are illegal. If somebody is telling you that you can't be in there barefoot, or telling you to put shoes on, it is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You are not doing anything wrong. So you can check us out on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal. TikTok is Barefoot is Legal 2, as in the number 2, the numeral. And you can find us on Facebook at, there's a private group and the business page.
They're both.
And they're both Barefoot is Legal. The business page is where our opportunities for funding are going to come in, so keep that in mind. And you can find us at barefootislegal.org. There's a lot of great resources. I hope you guys, have enjoyed our rambling today. Sorry if it's been a little chaotic. We should hopefully have things a little bit put together better next week.
We will be better.
Thank you for listening, and keep living your best barefoot life.
And remember, be kind, help when you can. Don't be a jerk.
Exactly. Take care, folks.
Be back next week.